Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. I'm super excited to bring this shorter excerpt to you because it's something I've been studying more and more of over the last year of my career and my personal journey. Our breathing. We so often just think, well, I just breathe and our body just takes care of it, but it's not so. How we breathe affects how we feel, how we think, how we move. It affects everything. And it definitively affects how we eat. So please take a listen to this episode so you can bring this new insight and awareness into yourself to see how it can help you continue to overcome what you had become. And take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com for some more resources that can help you in your journey. Thanks so much for listening.
I have a question on the breathing.
Sure.
Okay. I've had breathing and eating problems most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I use a CPAP machine because I'm not breathing, et cetera, et cetera. Can you tell me a little more about if, and there's a joke about a lady who went to the dentist and the condition was that they wouldn't take off the headphones and what the headphones were saying, breathe in and breathe out. Can you tell me a little more about ways, something about that, please?
A little bit more about what? Just say the last few words again.
How to change breathing patterns.
Yeah. Good question. Great question. So there's a number of ways. One, YouTube is an amazing resource. And for the negatives of YouTube, which I totally see, there are some positives. And one of the positives is we have so much at our fingertips, it's astounding now. And so there are a number of YouTube videos, and the gentleman that I mentioned, Wim Hof, W-I-M-H-O-F-F, most amazing man, and he has some YouTube videos out there on some breathing techniques that he uses. And there are many other people out there that have videos of breathing, different types of breathing techniques, whether it's for relaxation. Wim Hof really focuses on kind of overriding the autonomic nervous system. And so his is, I mean, he's done some pretty amazing things with his breathing techniques, but there's lots of people out there. So and with that, what they do is they don't not only explain their breathing technique, but then they also do it with you. So you could follow along and begin to have that around you. And at first, it might be that you actually have to sit down and do that with the person on YouTube, right? To see how it feels and does it feel good to you? And then what's that like? So YouTube is a great resource to pull from. We also know that meditation can help with breathing because it helps to slow the mind and the body down. Even if you can only do it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it starts to help. And I'm more of a believer in doing meditation to the level that you can than I am in make sure you get your hour long of meditation every day. I don't have an hour. So can I only do 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I mean, I do, right now I do about 25 minutes a day before anybody's up or before anybody should be up because it's the one time I can fit it in. But the reality is even if you do 1 to 3 minutes and you did it a couple times a day, it will start to help your breathing. So it's another way to help begin moving that breath as you slow your body and your mind down. And then third, we know that a metronome, so marathon runners know this, and I know this from a breath perspective, a metronome is the same pace that your breath should be at. Marathon runners use it to pace their stride, which I didn't know actually until today, which is interesting. I've looked at metronomes to help people with their breathing. So even if you put on a metronome in your kitchen or where, you know, if you're watching TV in your living room and you put a metronome on kind of behind your head somewhere, and I don't know if there's a metronome on YouTube. I actually haven't looked, but I know they make metronomes. And you put that on, your breath will start to sync in tune to the metronome, which is very cool, actually. And there's other research to say certain types of music can help alter breathing patterns as well. And so you can look that up. I know there's a lot of classical music that does that. And so if you put that on in the background, it will help to alter that as well. Does that help?
I will check out what you're suggesting and possibly ask more questions after I've checked it out.
Absolutely. Glad to help.
I have a Apple Watch, and it frequently reminds me to breathe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So I actually turned it back on when you talked about it, and I was like, maybe I do need that, because I always thought it was annoying.
Yeah.
Didn't remind myself to breathe. But
is that the one that sounds like a breath?
No. Well, it just has like a bing.
Okay.
I guess you could change the tune of it, but the whole idea, I guess, is for you to take a deep breath.
Right. So that's a great resource. Yeah, the Apple Watch. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah. I know there's some other fitness watches out there that do that too. I didn't even think about that. I don't use those, but it's a great resource for people that do. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.